how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins.
Welcome, I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So today, we're going to talk about this idea of playing to your full potential, something that very few people do. Most people are playing at about 10 or 20% of their potential. Don't you think, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and I think we've actually, you know, through the work that we do with clients and, you know, when we're talking with people, we ask this very question. And, you know, most people are, you know, say they're playing well under their potential. And I just found that fascinating.
Right, right. Well, you know, I remember when I was in my 30s and 40s, I always thought that I was playing at maybe 10 or 20% of my potential, but I really didn't know why. You know, what about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I always had this feeling that there was more gas in the tank. You know, I remember laying in bed at night, feeling like, God, I have so much more. You know what I mean? I've got so much more to give. Why am I not giving it? Why am I not taking action and doing some of these things that I've been dreaming about doing? You know, why am I not bringing this idea up at the, you know, at the table to the ownership team? Like, I remember laying in bed in the pain of just feeling like I have so much more to give and I'm not giving it. You know what I mean? And you know, probably, you know, I would say if you'd asked me back then whether I was playing to my potential or if you asked me to put a percentage on it, you know, I might have said, you know, maybe 50% or whatever. But I see now, you know, that I don't know, maybe 10% of my potential is kind of where I was at in my 30s.
Right, right. Well, and you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's so obvious now when we both learned that 95% of our daily actions are unconscious. I mean, it's easy to do the math. If you're not influencing your unconscious daily actions, then of course you're playing it 10% or 20% because, you know, your daily actions are what determines your success in life. And you know, the other sort of factor in there is that you're innately wired for survival. And so not only are your daily actions unconscious, they're innately wired to be fear-based, reactive, and negative. And, you know, no wonder you have this innate feeling that you're playing way under your potential, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I remember at a certain point in my life for, I would say for a good portion of my 30s, and this was even like, I didn't become an entrepreneur until I was 36. And I remember, and we talk about this, you know, that 95% of your daily actions being unconscious. So in essence, you're on autopilot. Well, I spent my 30s on autopilot, going through the motions on that treadmill. You know, I've talked about this before, but like Groundhog's Day, every day kind of feeling like the next. And, you know, so, you know, absolutely that came into play.
Right. And, you know, I think our audience might find it interesting, you know, being a little more specific about what it means to play at your full potential. Because I had no clue about it when I was in my 30s and 40s. I just knew that I was way under my potential. But I see that it starts with being highly organized. I mean, a 9 or a 10 on organization, where you're planning your day the night before, you're time blocking your day, you're identifying your top three priorities each day. I mean, playing to your potential starts with being organized, and then it leads to the technique we teach of setting aside time to just think, to deep think 2 times a week. You know, that thinking is adjusting your direction And it's bringing into your consciousness things that maybe are floating out there that wouldn't come into your consciousness if you didn't have the presence of mind to set aside time to think. And, maybe the other thing is, personal growth, consistently bringing in the wisdom of other people on a weekly basis. And then maybe the fourth and final thing is then just influencing your unconscious daily actions. But those four things are the foundation of playing at your full potential, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, just back to being organized. How in the world can you play to your potential, when you aren't maximizing your time and when you're not making every moment count, and when I say quality, the quality of the time that you're spending doing the things that you want to be doing, you have to be highly organized to do
that. Were you always highly organized?
I was pretty organized growing up. Just even as a little girl, I was really organized. My room was always neat as a pin and things had their place and all of that. So that is something that's pretty intrinsic, but to who I am. But through what I've learned and through, here's the thing, not consistent when it came to things like time blocking and planning my day the night before, things like that, that are really critical if you're going to, achieve what you want to achieve in business, sure. So, the technique that we teach, absolutely has helped me become more organized on as far as managing my time and being more productive, 100%. The other thing I want to say too, you mentioned consistent growth. That's just like, you cannot reach your potential or play to your potential or full out if you're not growing, period. End of sentence. That's the foundation for everything. You've got to be growing or you're going backwards.
Right. I tell you, and I know you feel this way too. I love every one of our clients because they are so where I was in my 30s and 40s. And now I look at it, I'm like, man, was I clueless, primarily because I wasn't growing. I was so busy, working so hard, I didn't have time for personal growth. Well, big mistake. And I didn't set aside time to think as a ritual. And I don't remember how organized I was in my 30s and 40s, but I'm sure I wasn't time blocking and planning my day the night before quite as well as I should have. And all I knew was that I'm playing the game of life at maybe 15 or 20% of my potential, but I was clueless as to why that was. And now it's so obvious why I was underperforming. Yeah, do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And I think one thing that I want to add when we're talking about playing to your potential, I think too, this is looking at the different areas of your life and like, how are you showing up as a human being? How are you showing up in your marriage? How are you showing up in your business? How are you showing up in your friendships and your family connections and as a parent? I mean, all of these things are about, when we're talking about playing to your potential, it's looking at those different areas, and being honest with yourself. Are you showing up the way that you want to show up? And, as far as your kids are concerned or in your marriage, and that's one of the things that we suggest that you do. John and I love the scale of 1 to 10, evaluating where you fall, where things fall on a scale of 1 to 10. Start there in those different key areas of your life, and it'll start to paint a pretty clear picture for you of where you're at in terms of your potential.
Well, and I tell you, one of the things you and I have learned over the years is that our ideal client, and maybe our only type of client, is someone that really is determined to play to their potential. And just for the audience's benefit, we used to think that our audience was people, entrepreneurs, that were typically in something like EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, where to be a member of that organization, you had to be grossing $1 million a year. But only about 5% of them, if that, are netting $1 million a year. But we thought, they're all like us. They're driven. they want to play to their potential. And we couldn't have been more wrong, because what we learned is that only maybe 20% of them really are driven and really are their focus is to play to their full potential. And, you know, once we sort of looked at it closer and saw that that's who you were and I was and some of our best clients were, then it was eye-opening, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think we've had a similar conversation before, but John, it's that difference too between being interested and being committed.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're, you know, if you're interested in being a successful, you know, entrepreneur, and man, wouldn't it be great if my business could do this or whatever. And it's the difference between that kind of mentality and the individual who is committed 100%, meaning any obstacle that comes up, they're going to find a way around. The person who's interested, the first, you know, curveball that gets thrown their way, you know, they fall back into old patterns or they quit or they, you know, so again, it's that playing full out too. There's a certain level of commitment that's required as an individual, a commitment to play full out, not just, I'd be interested in playing to my full potential, but no, I'm committed to playing to my full potential.
Just like Darren Hardy said, you know, for most people, more success is merely a preference. And like you said, you got to show this to people that where more success is an absolute necessity. And you know, it's interesting. He said that to me 4 years ago when I went to see him, but I couldn't get it through my thick head until I actually experienced the clients and really dug deeper and deeper. But, you know, every day I see how astute he was in that. And again, it was sort of, I'm looking at it from my standpoint, thinking that everybody's like me, and that's just not true. And I think as we go down the road with clients, and, you know, we're pretty darn selective about who we choose to work with, we got to see that part of their identity is to play to their full potential, that gives their life meaning. I know that's the case with you.
Yep. 100%. For me, you know, it's like, I just feel, I'm deeply connected to my why, you know, and at a base level, it's like, I've been given this life, you know, so I better do something with it. You know, I better make it count. I better impact as many people as I can. And because I can, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and, you know, I talk about this all of the time with friends, and I've got one friend in particular whose, you know, father was in a hang gliding accident and became a quadriplegic, you know, in his 30s, from paragliding, you know. And so when I'm training, you know, to run in a race or, you know, something along those lines, I'm thinking about April's dad because he can't run. You know what I mean? And so it's like, because I've been given and I can, then I feel a responsibility to live into my potential. And that's really what I'm connected to. You know what I mean? It's again, it's that I've got that, that drive to, want to make sure that the time that I spend here really counts and that I did something with it.
You know, I think another way to say it is that you really appreciate how precious life is because of those experiences. And, you know, I remember I remember when I was like, you know, I don't know, maybe I was like 10 years old. You know, I have a brother that's 9 years younger than me. And I remember going to the hospital when he was born, and looking at all those babies and thinking how precious life was. And that's my first memory of how precious life was. And then as I have evolved, I see that that's the fundamental thing is true with me today, is appreciating just how precious life is. And the extension of that is playing to your potential, understanding what that is and actually doing it. So
agreed. Love it.
So I guess the takeaways from this are a couple of things. I'd say the first thing is a little self-evaluation. You know, how important is it to you to play to your full potential? And it's okay if it's not. My best friend, it's not important to him, and I love him to death. But I think it's important to see how important is it to you, first of all. And then the second thing that has been so enlightening for you and I is eliminating that false belief that we controlled our daily actions and learning. No, we control our intentions. Our autopilot, our unconscious mind controls our everyday actions. And once you start getting your head around that, then you start to see how to play to your full potential. And maybe the final takeaway is, hey, this is all about working smart, not working harder, right?
Yep, absolutely. 100% about working smarter, not harder. You know, and again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, where it's just the moments that you have, you're making them all count. They're very intentional. You know, everything you're doing is very intentional. You're not wasting all this time and energy on things that don't matter. You're spending your time focused on the things that are meaningful and that matter to you.
Right. And really, I think having what I'd call a success formula, you know, basically the Think and Grow Rich success formula of having immense intention and clarity about who you are, what you want to accomplish, and how you're going to accomplish it, and then feeding that clarity to yourself every day. And the effect of doing that is then it influences those unconscious daily actions. I mean, it couldn't be any simpler in concept. So, okay. Well, I think that wraps us up for today. So if you want to learn more, go to thinkitbeit.com.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.